This is Colorado Public Radio News. I'm Vic Vella. More than 7,100 Coloradans filed new unemployment claims last week. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports that's more than the week before.
The latest report from the state's Labor Department says that more than 3,600 gig and self-employed workers also filed for assistance. That number is also up. In mid-October, accommodation and food service workers made up the highest percentage of claims, with just over 13% compared to other sectors. Since mid-March, Colorado has paid more than $2 billion in regular unemployment claims. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Some community members gathered outside a Denver church Thursday to encourage unity while waiting for the results of the presidential election. Reverend Timothy Tyler is with Shorter Community AME Church. He says people should be patient and listen to God. He says he's learned a lot from the election.
We've come to realize that whether it's Biden or Trump in the White House, God has still called us to this prophetic mission of speaking truth to power.
Other faith leaders told attendees to hold on to hope as all the votes are counted. CU Boulder will move to remote learning for the rest of the semester starting next Friday. CPR's Paolo Shalsada has more.
This is an update to the university's initial plan of suspending in-person learning the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. University leaders say they're making the change to allow students to take necessary precautionary measures, like quarantining and getting tested, if they're returning home for the holiday. Students living on campus will be allowed to remain until Thanksgiving break officially starts. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
Another day of warm temperatures across the state, but rain and snow is on the way this weekend. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio.